Sam Morris.
Yes.
Ask me anything you like.
Okay, right. So the first one is going to be a bit off topic, but it's all right. So if you were in an apocalyptic scenario, where would you hold out? So like a supermarket or anything like that?
Interesting question. See, the trouble is, if you go to a supermarket, loads of other people are going to be
exactly,
there as well.
Exactly.
So you'd have to go to the supermarket first, but you wouldn't stay there, would you?
Mm, exactly. So
I would probably either head for some kind of cave or some kind of treehouse.
Treehouse, yeah, that would work actually.
Yeah, I'd go for a treehouse after a visit to the supermarket.
Yeah, get all the food that you can get, like generators and things, and you have electricity there.
Or you could just go to someone's big house.
Or you could go to someone's big
just
house.
Stay yeah. there, just pretend you own it. I'll do that.
Yeah.
No, nick us to the cave and the tree. No, I'm going to go for a big house along Fishbourne Road. Yeah, I'm going to pick the biggest house down there.
Might as well.
That's where I'm going. What's the next question?
Does the radio help you making friends?
Yes, it does. Ooh. It makes you a few enemies as well. But it does. It does make you a lot of friends, yeah. We've got friends around the world. We've got listeners last time I checked, something like about 55 different countries.
Yeah, I have to admit, my dad, when he did this radio show, he made a friend who was a London gangster and then moved to France because he was hunted by someone.
Right, okay. we should point out that Tim Morris.
Yes. Yeah.
Timmy Time.
Is
your dad.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that he's going to make a return to Vectis Radio when he's back to health.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it works, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
We do make friends, and we make friends, you know, down the road and, you know, across the water and around the world as well. So it's fantastic.
It's pretty cool.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, every time somebody comes in that's new to the 4Ps, we like to think that, you know, we all become sort of friends, even if it is for a week.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, there you go.
What's the next question?
Does the radio sometimes stress you out?
Yes, all the time.
Well, that's a nice, clean answer right there.
Do you know, it's a wonderful thing because, yes, it stresses you out from time to time, generally because you've just got so much to do.
Mm.
But it's kind of, it's one of those things where I thrive on some certain times of the day. You thrive more than others, purely and simply because you're like spinning numerous plates.
Mm.
And I don't know, it keeps you going, it keeps your mind open, it keeps you ticking over. But when you go home and you lay down at night and you think, oh, blimey, I'm knackered, and I can go to sleep like that.
There you go.
So yes, it does stress you out from time to time. Well, no, the job doesn't. People do.
Yeah.
Go on, what's next?
What genre of music do you like?
Oh, music.
Mm.
Come on. Everyone loves everything, don't they?
Mm.
I mean, from rock to... classical's all right.
Yeah, I like classical.
Some classical pieces are just marvellous and wonderful, mm-hmm. and they'll always be around. I don't get opera.
I don't get that either.
I don't get opera at all. But, you know, I love the rock. I even like some rap, if it's clever. If it's clever rap. But I'm guessing, you know, I'm if I had to pick one era of music that, to me, we could never live without, it's got to be punk rock.
Punk rock, yeah.
I love a bit of punk rock, new wave. Go on. Wait, one more question?
One more question. What subjects do you normally talk about on the radio?
Oh, crikey, we talk about everything. You must have gathered that by now.
Yeah, I gathered that, but it's just like, what specific subjects? Like,
okay, a lot of the time we do political stuff. Political is always going to be there, isn't it?
Because
they make so many mistakes.
Exactly,
don't they? I mean, they do things that you don't necessarily agree with.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm waiting for? Just like you, I'm waiting for the 6 weeks that they have off.
Oh yeah.
So they stop messing the country up for 6 weeks. They have a summer recess, just like you.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to that.
So they don't have to mess it up even more than they already have.
Political is something we talk about all the time. I think health is a good thing, and we've got a new health feature starting today at 12 o'clock, which I'll tell you more about a little bit later on. I think that's vital. I think local issues are fantastic as well. Local issues, the main local issue at the moment is the fact that the government, again, we're back to the government, they don't give us enough money to allow the Isle of Wight to work in a way that it should be.
Exactly.
So, when you get old enough and you stand for council, you'll be going in there and changing that.
I will go in there and change
it. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. That's your five questions.
Yeah, that's it.
Good questions. Thanks, Sam.